He is in fact away at the moment. I think he's on a cruise ship in Turkey somewhere, but he left this CD copy with me before he left. On the line is his mate, former Seeker as well, Athol Guy. G'day, Athol.
Morning, Neil. How are you doing?
I'm well. Where is he?
good question. He's sailing there. They're on a boat heading towards Rome, actually, and I think they'll cruise reasonably close. He's on a boat with some other Aussies, and it's called the Gallipoli Cruise 2015. I think he's there with Kate Sobrano, Darrell Braithwaite, John Williamson, Ross Wilson, Normie Rowe, and I think Babber are there as well. And they're having a special show for the Anzac Day, and he's going to sing the Anzac song with his daughter Claire, who's with him on the boat. He's got his family with him as well. So he set sail about 10 days ago. So he's a bit hard to get in touch with,
So where will the song will be performed on the boat, will it?
Only on the boat, yeah. Not a public performance. In fact, he was a bit surprised by the reaction that he got when he did the demo and put it around. He actually wrote the song, or wrote those lyrics to I Am Australian about 7 or 8 years ago. And I've got a feeling that our dear old mate Tony Charlton, who used to run all the broadcasts on Anzac Day from the Shrine, he was at a Shrine service one morning, and I reckon it was Tony who was looking around and remarking on the thinning ranks of the old diggers, and I reckon a word from Tony sort of tempted him into writing these fantastic lyrics.
Tony Charlton had the ability to provoke those sort of things too.
Oh, didn't he? He was an amazing man, God bless him.
So what is the plan for the song? What is Bruce doing with it?
Well, I think he put it out there and then obviously sent you a copy, and I think he just feels that it'll find its place somewhere. I don't really think he has a plan. I think he would be absolutely stoked to know that, you know, you've been playing it today and getting the sort of reaction that you're getting, because it came from his heart, as most of his songs always did, you know, where he lived his life in a lot of his songs in early days. He's a great songwriter, as you know, and he's written some magnificent songs over the years. And he's like all of us. I mean, it's very difficult with these sort of songs not to get a bit jingoistic, but he didn't do that. And of course, the lyrics to I Am Australian are the perfect example of, you know, one that was pretty well researched with all aspects of Australian life with our Indigenous friends and everybody else, and he really hit the nail right on the head. Oh, this does as well, there's no doubt about that.
It does hit the nail on the head, and by the reaction we've had, I'm sure if he wanted to do something more with it, and it doesn't have to be around the centenary, but if he wanted to do something more with it around Anzac Day, it'd certainly work.
Oh, look, I think he will, and this was just a demo, and as I say, it'll find its place somewhere, just like some of the suggestions that are coming in. You know, you might be able to follow a couple of them up, but, you know, I'd like to see it out there, you know, as an Anzac Day celebratory version of I'm Australian. I mean, He wrote the song, so he's entitled to, you know, to do whatever version he likes. And I think he's struck a beautiful note here. Over the years, I mean, you know, we've all been involved. I mean, Judith put some alternative lyrics out recently for our current national anthem, which I thought were fantastic. That got a bit of a run. Australia Land for Today, there's an album out with that song on it for her. So I guess, you know, we've all had thoughts about, you know, the right national songs, but this one certainly cut right through. It's magnificent.
Did you work on the tour yourself?
On our recordings, yeah, we've got a great version of it on a couple of our albums. Of course, we played the song in our 50th reunion tour around the world. And when we went over to England to do the tour there, we were going, oh, gee, about Iron Australia, you think we should sing that anyway, the promoter. We had a fantastic tour, a total sellout over in the UK. And guess which song got one of the greatest reactions of the night.
But, I mean, did you work on this Anzac version or not?
No, I didn't work on the Anzac version, no. That was just a very private bit of writing for Bruce, probably sitting down one night. He'd probably write the lyrics in about half an hour.
Well, look, send him our congratulations. If he ever surfaces from his cruise, I'd love to talk to him and see where it goes. I mean, it's just so appropriate. We'll play it. Leading into the weekend, of course, but it's just so appropriate. And you're right, he's nailed it. He's just nailed it.
Yeah, he has. No, he does that. He's a very clever boy. So, look, I won't tell him that to his face. No, he'll be very thrilled, Neil. And so, on his behalf, I thank you. And I hope everybody out there enjoys it. And it certainly it certainly does the job.
Good on you, Athol. Athol Guy, a friend, of course, of Bruce Woodley, and one of the Seekers. And I am reminded, it was a demo tape he gave me all those years ago in the 80s, late 80s, of I Am Australian, and said, have a listen to this, see what you think about it. I reckon it should be our national anthem. And it hadn't been released at this stage. And I remember I had a little car on loan that had a CD player, and it was pretty flash for those days. And my kids were both very little. I suppose my son would have been about 2 years old. And I was driving into the country on this weekend, and I put the I Am Australian CD in to have a listen to it. And the second time I listened to it, the kids were singing along. You know, these tiny, a 2- and a 4-year-old was singing along and just loved it. And I thought, this song is magnificent, it's going to work. And look what's happened, I'm no judge, but look what's happened to I Am Australian. My reaction to this one is similar because the tune is so familiar and the words are appropriate. As Athol Guy said, as the tweet message said from Steve, it's hard to avoid jingoism at times, but I think he does. What do you reckon? 96900 693 131332. And more, what do we do with it? What can we sort of get Bruce Woodley and say, well, what can we do with it? Can we have it performed somewhere? Can we have it sung, as was suggested at the MCG on an Anzac Day game?